flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Katy Perry. Lifetimes of Katy Perry. We're doing it all week here at the Alice. At 9.05, Vinny and I will have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets for her show July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. And then throughout the day, and we're doing it at 9.05, 12.05, 4.05, 5.05, and 6.05. Three times on Janie's show.
Wow.
I know, code words. You just text them to our contest line, which is 20357, and you'll be entered.
Sorry for you, other shows of the Bay Area. Jane's got all the cool stuff and the best show.
Yep.
Well, we'll all be listening to Jane.
We certainly will.
Meet you there.
Fire Aid is tonight. This is the benefit for the LA fires, the victims of them, people who've lost stuff, and long-term recovery. This is, it's a huge two-venue show that's, you could have bought tickets, and it's streaming everywhere, and all the info is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It starts tonight about 6 o'clock our time, so if it was something that you wanted to look at, all the info, how to watch, who's going to be performing, some of the times and stuff, it's all up there.
Where the donations go, all of that.
Yes, I know. I thought that was helpful.
Yeah.
Like, who's taking the donations and what the plans are for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes we all just, you know, they'll do these telethons and you throw the money and then you never hear about what happened to it or how it was used or where it went or who got it.
Thanks for the money.
Thank you. I'm going to start with tonight on Peacock is episode 6 of The Traitors. So I am behind. I think I'm one full episode behind. So I'm going to try and get caught up over the weekend because any
slacker.
I know. You know, there are only, hang on, there aren't that many episodes.
How many have you seen, Vin?
None. I really haven't had a minute.
There's only 11 total episodes. There's a cast reunion show, which I watched it on the season that, I don't want to give too much away, but there was a season that somebody from Survivor won it. And man, did she catch heat. Like, she played the game, and she played the game amazingly, and people's feelings got hurt, and they're crying and pissed, and I'm thinking, you are not cut out for reality TV.
In the ads that I've seen for this show, I believe you'll recognize a lot of the contestants. Is that Derek from Big Brother in there?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's Derek from Big Brother, who won the whole season he was on.
Yep.
And then there's
Brittany from Big Brother, Danielle Reyes, our local from Big Brother.
Who's doing well, according to you so far.
She's overplaying.
Oh.
Yeah. I kind of can't wait to talk to her. I'm like, I want to figure, I'm like, why? Because she is a brilliant game player. Like, she was so good on her season, but I feel like she's way overthinking it and making decisions that I'm like, why are you doing that? I was watching, I think I'm watching episode five. I'm in the middle of one of them. And she has made a couple decisions. I'm like, oh no. And of course, here I am, you know, armchair quarterbacking. Like, what are you gonna do that for? Yeah. And I know more because I'm seeing what everyone else is saying, like in the diary rooms. But anyway, the Traitors, episode six is coming out. We're like halfway through. So episode six is coming out tonight.
And this season has gotten a lot of press. Like, there's always a story about somebody that was on it this year. They did an interview and a podcast. This show's gotten, like, big.
It's really good. Like, I think it's one of the best.
It's my favorite.
Survivor's kind of my all-time favorite. But this is real. It's just that it could go either way. Like, it's so layered the way you have to be strategic about it. It's really good. And it's called The Traitors. And I say it, The Traitors, because when I say The Traitors, people go, oh, it's about stock market trading.
Right.
No, The Traitors. The Traitors. Someone will be murdered tonight.
Murdered.
On The Traitors. Traitors.
Pretty good.
Thank you. All right, so there's that. I just wanted to remind you that that's happening. This is something I think that you will like. Vinny, I watched this trailer and it's stupid but funny.
I like dumb and funny.
I know you do. And it stars Bill Murray and Pete Davidson.
Oh.
And Jennifer Coolidge is in it.
Oh.
And it's called Riff Raff. And I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
This is for a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie.
Okay.
Here's the title is Pete Davidson and Bill Murray flub a hit on Jennifer Coolidge's family in the Riff Raff trailer.
Oh.
So it's, I guess there's been a murder, or there's about to be a murder, and they're screwing it up. It's in theaters February 28th, so it's, you know, you got a month or so. But I put the trailer up, and I honestly, as soon as it started going, the first scene I watched it, I'm like, oh my God, Vinny's going to love this.
How old is Bill Murray now?
It's got to be 80.
He's got to be.
Probably not, though, right?
No, to be 80.
He looks great. How old is he? Oh, should we play a game?
Yeah, play a game.
80.
79.
He's 74 years old.
How is he only 74? That's
just
astounding.
A baby.
He's just a little wee little thing.
All right.
Funny. I did think he looked good in the trailer. I'm like, I don't know. 80 seems old. Anyway, it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Riff Raff is the name of it. I mean, I have become a huge Jennifer Coolidge fan. I didn't ever, I guess, have an appreciation. You know, she grew up down the street from my uncle, apparently. Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge grew up down the street from,
lived a little next to little Tommy Campbell.
Do you mean Tommy Turner?
Who's the actor that you were like, I lived right next to Tommy Turner, Campbell, whatever.
Are you thinking of Owen Wilson?
No. You grew up, the kid that
no, this is someone different. That is Tom Everett Scott.
Yeah.
His older sister, Jennifer Scott, was one of my best friends when I was growing up. And so I knew him. He was like in my city. He's 4 years younger than me.
Right.
This is someone who grew up next to my Uncle Peter, Drunkle Peter.
Yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge was one of the girls. That he knew. And so I'm not sure which generation she was. She might have been like an older sister of somebody that me and Stephanie, my cousin Stephanie, knew.
Oh.
But anyway, there's some Norwell tie. Norwell, Massachusetts, where these people
just
are
fertile like, ground for talent, though,
apparently
clearly.
Apparently
East Bridgewater.
So anyway, I mean, even though I sort of knew about her as Stifler's mom,
mm-hmm.
which I think is when Uncle Peter realized, you know, oh, I know this famous person. Which is, doesn't know her anymore. Don't worry. They're not in contact. But then White Lotus, like she's in the first two seasons of White Lotus and she's so great. And now she's doing all those Discover Card ads.
Oh, she's.
Those are pretty funny.
She's securing her future.
She really is.
With those. I'm
she's
sure.
She's like the one facial surgery victim who's like, and that's why I did it. With her lips like that. Because I wanted to be this character. Oh, no. She's great.
Stifler's mom is an all-time great character.
It really is. Is that the one where she's sitting in the car and she's like, I'm really upset at you. You just can't tell because of the Botox.
When she played Stifler's mom?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't think that's I don't think they were. It might have been. Well, she was also
she was in a few things.
Legally Blonde. She was digging that. And
yeah, you know, that might be where
you're thinking of it from.
It's like, I'm very upset right now. You just can't tell. Because I can't move my forehead. Some texter will definitely tell us. All right, let's talk about Super Bowl commercials. At least 10 Super Bowl ads this year sold for over $8 million. Which I don't know. I guess maybe it's positioning. Because you don't want to be buried in the third quarter. Or, yeah, I mean, or at the very, very end of the game. Especially if it's a blowout. And plus, it's like midnight on the East Coast when that happens. So I'm guessing it's like, you know, in the first half or in those first few breaks when everybody's sitting down and watching and paying attention to the ads, those ones are probably worth the most. So at least 10 Super Bowl ads went for $8 million. And we'd heard earlier, I think even earlier this week, that the bulk of them are around $7 million. And that's just for the airtime. That's not securing and paying
superstars.
Your superstar. Oh, Froggy. Hello. So, one of the spots, I don't know what this, I would love to hear at the budget for the commercial for Hellman's mayonnaise, which out here I think is Best Foods. I don't know how that, they'll do two different versions.
There's a few things that have that double name that depending on the area.
Edie's and Breyers.
Carl's Jr. is Hardee's in other places. Mm-hmm. There's a spice that is like shillings in one. I can't remember what it is, but there's two. By two different names.
How? What a strange thing, huh?
Well, I'm sure it's about securing the rights to the name nationally, and maybe you didn't.
Mm.
And so now you've got to.
You got to rename your thing. So apparently the Billy Crystal Meg Ryan thing is it's for mayo. Hellman's is featured in the teaser that in the commercial is out now. And it's got a cameo from Sydney Sweeney in it. Did we put all these up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page? We probably should. They're saying it's too racy for kids. No, it isn't. She says, oh my gosh. Oh gosh, gosh. She's just enjoying a sandwich. Like everybody remembers the scene. But if you watch the two of them next to each other, one of them is not something you would play at the Super Bowl. And the other one is just a lady enjoying her sandwich very, very much. And then Sydney Sweeney pops in at the end.
So
you want to check it out?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go.
I can't believe they let us back in this place.
No good?
No.
No.
She's like, oh, look, there's Hellman's conveniently. Now she has mayo on it.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so good.
It's so.
This one's real.
Oh. And that is a sandwich. I'll have what she's having.
It's very cute.
Yes.
Much better than I feared. You know, I'm
with you.
I'm troubled by what Meg has done to herself. And I realize it's not, I don't have to walk around in her shoes.
Yeah,
no. She was America's sweetheart. And just from that movie itself, the original, you know, not the ad version when they're, you know, 40 years later or whatever.
Right.
She was about the most beautiful, cutest thing you've ever seen. And I just wish she would have aged like a normal person.
Right.
It would... Because of the lips and the...
The lips, the pullback, the
And
puff,
he's
the
done
filler.
The same thing.
He
so he's
too.
Not off the hook, but I don't love him in the same way. You know what I mean? So it's different. But that actually was a good ad.
Yeah, it's very cute. And they've got Sydney Sweeney in there. And, you know, she's adorable and she's going to have what she's having.
I like it.
So there you go. People are pissed and they're saying it's too racy for a family event like the Super Bowl.
And by the way... Sydney Sweeney, who is just as curvy and as beautiful as you can get, was very downplayed in that ad.
Yeah, just right.
Her hair's not blonde, it's darker, and she's wearing, I think, a giant sweater.
Didn't even
I
see
didn't
what
recognize
she had on.
Her.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't until you said
eyes.
It. And then
I like her face. She's got a cute face.
Well, all the stuff.
Yeah. I really wasn't looking for the other stuff.
You don't see any of the other stuff. That's why.
I mean, if it was put out there for me to see, I would.
Yep.
I'm always sending you guys stuff from Megan Thee Stallion or Rihanna or whoever. The hotties out there. Oh, you guys got to see this. Someone contact HR, please. Here's something that's going to air during the Super Bowl, right before the halftime show. So I guess you can pick your time if you're willing to pay for it. Angel Soft toilet paper has an animated angel that's wrapped in toilet paper. I don't know. I mean, it's just so soft, this toilet paper. They spent all their money on an ad that they actually are asking you to skip. Like, we're giving you time to go to the bathroom right now. Here's a countdown timer. It's only 30 seconds. You got to be really fast and hopefully don't need to wipe with your Angel Soft toilet paper. But it's an animated clip with an angel in a football helmet who tells you, this is the perfect time for a bathroom break. We're coming up on the head. You want to get that out of the way before the halftime show. We're all waiting to see Kendrick and SZA. Mm. And the ad has a countdown clock so you know when to get back. So there you
go. All right.
I feel like, okay, I guess that'll be like the one thing that is not asking you to stare at something like this one. There is, I don't know who the Yin Yang Brothers are. I don't know the Yin Yang Brothers. They're, as I'm looking at this story, they do seem to be very famous. People seem to know the Yin Yang Twins. They seem cool. They've got cool clothes on, floppy hats.
They're calling them a hip-hop duo.
Okay. You know the Yin Yang Twins?
I don't, but yeah. I don't, listen, I know Kendrick Lamar's music. I've listened to it. I have no interest in the halftime show. Mm. And it's not because I don't like him. I'm just not excited for it.
These guys are doing a Twix commercial. So here's what they're at. But here's the thing. I don't know how this will go, but I'm actually tempted. Oh, look at you with your, you just ate Twix today?
It worked. I got a Twix.
You're telling me you watched this thing this morning and then you went and got a Twix.
I did.
It is fascinating. Here's what they're doing. So as you know, there are two bars in a Twix.
Yeah.
They're giving away two gold bars, and the way that you somehow, you log onto Twix.com or whatever it is, while anytime they're in ads on the Super Bowl, and as the longer you stare at the screen, and it's just two eyes, the longer you make eye contact during, so in other words, you don't watch anybody else's commercials. You want these two gold bars? Here's how you get your entries. You go to on your phone, look at it. It stares at you. You stare at it. For however long you do it, you get these entries to win two gold bars, which is a lot of money. I don't know. It's 100 ounces. Isn't an ounce of gold like $3,000 right now? It's crazy. So it's a lot of money and you can win two of them. And you just have to stare at your phone all through all the ads.
When the Yin Yang Twins come on.
Anytime it's an ad break. So I guess they're probably going to run a couple telling you how to enter this thing. But they're basically, let me see if I can get
these young men are from out of Atlanta, which is, you know, there is a hip hop scene there. Isn't that where Outkast comes from?
Yeah.
Yep.
They say here, this is the second screen stare down. So it kicks off during the game's first commercial break after the kickoff. The second screen stare down. They want you to hold your gaze on the screen. You go to Twix.com on your phone and you stare at that throughout the whole ad break. Each time you join during an ad break, your entries will multiply. First ad break is worth one. The second ad break is worth two. It multiplies like times two. Like you've looked at it times two. You're gaining all these things. So anyway, you have to be over 18. Go to Twix.com for the information on this. It is two gold bars. I'm not in this particular story here in People Magazine. They're not telling me what those things are worth, but you know, I think isn't a bar of gold 100 ounces? I don't really.
I'll take a bar of gold,
no doubt.
Like I'm all in, but I did.
That'd be $300,000.
So the biggest bar of gold that I see that they've got listed is a kilogram, and it's worth about $85,000.
Yeah,
so.
I'll take it.
How many ounces in a kilogram?
Oh boy,
100, I believe.
100 ounces? I don't think so.
They say here that the Yin Yang Twins collaborated with Britney on her album In the Zone.
Oh, that one.
Do you know that one?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know
that one. All right.
Maybe I should. I don't know. I'm a fan, but I'm really just more of a concerned bystander.
Okay.
In the Britney situation. All right, so there's that. That's a couple things about the Super Bowl ads here. I think I have one more thing I wanted to get to. Oh, Shaboozy is doing a Super Bowl ad for Nerds. So congratulations, Shaboozy. There's not a lot of talking in this, right? It's just a little shorty. He likes nerds. Everybody likes the teeny tiny little nerds. There he is. He's having fun. The nerds come running at him, and they're going to help him play a song on his guitar. Every time they touch his guitar, it turns into a bunch of a big pile of nerds.
That's Shaboozy?
That's Shaboozy.
That's cute.
Yeah. Nerds gummy clusters is specifically what he's going for.
Those are good.
Yeah.
You don't know those.
Oh, I do.
You know all the terrible foods.
I like candy.
Well, we see that. Just yesterday, Maddie was telling me, I don't eat anything until later in the day.
I never do. Today was a very odd day. I was hungry.
He's got a Twix.
And I might go get a Twix, too.
There's not much to get in. I mean,
that's why I was saying that oatmeal is like a desperate effort to not end up in the candy aisle.
You want to split a Twix with me?
No, thank you.
I'll have one half and you have the other. There's two bars.
You should eat both bars.
I feel like we could share it.
I'll think about it.
I'll put it down next to you.
It's going to get eaten if you do that.
You got to save
yourself.
I'm
not anti-candy, but I don't go looking for...
Right. Well, it's a good reason to just not go near your vending machine at work.
I've never tried the nerd clusters. I don't even know.
And you actually like those?
Yeah.
I don't like those little, just the little nerds. They're sort of like that sweet and sour thing. Is that what's...
Yeah. Oh,
hello.
Hello. That was me. Sorry. Somebody must be weighing in on nerds. There's an Uber Eats ad starring Charlie XCX and Martha Stewart. I think Matthew McConaughey's also in that one. Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara, they are pickleball hustlers in Michelob Ultra's Super Bowl ad. So that's very exciting. There's the Billy Crystal Meg Ryan. There's the Angel Soft Dirty Butted Angel.
Mm.
I don't believe this is a Super Bowl ad, but this is, I posted this yesterday. It's Harrison Ford doing it, who's very old, in his 80s, and is like the most charming curmudgeon of all time. Like, it's for something called Glenmorangie Whiskey. And he's in it. He's like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing a bunch of stunts. I'm not going to do this thing. He takes a sip of it. He's like, all right. He puts on a kilt, and then he's like sitting in front of a mirror with the kilt. He's like looking and kind of hold it down between his legs and stuff. And it's very charming. It's really much more of a visual. So I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You may have to scroll down for that because I actually put it up there yesterday.
Do you like that whiskey?
I don't like whiskey.
What?
Whiskey's not my thing.
Oh, whiskey was my first choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vodka was second, but you know, very close.
I like a lot of liquors, and I would try something with whiskey in it. But in general, I find that brown liquor does me in. Like I don't have a
whiskey.
If I was going to have hard liquor, it was whiskey every time.
Okay, there you go.
What kind of whiskey? Like Southern Comfort.
Jack Daniels was fine, but there was others. There's Crown Royal was.
I like Makers.
What's the Irish one?
Jameson.
Stuff. Jameson. Yeah. I had a bunch of that stuff.
Oh boy.
What do you mean, oh boy? They're all.
I had a bunch of that stuff.
They're all fuel, like, you know, jet fuel, all of them.
Right.
Wake you up.
We should talk more about, like, your least favorite ones. I don't want you reminiscing.
I'm not, believe me.
All right, that's all I've got time for. Vinny, what do you got coming up in the news?
I'll get to that blinking story, because I didn't. And then also things people find disgusting after these.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, rocking out.
Sorry,
over there.
I was doing a drum solo.
Wow. It's really good. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app or wherever podcasts are sold.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is powering up to start 2025 off right. By banking with the community bank, you're contributing to important community efforts to help fuel Bay Area neighborhoods. Explore FremontBank.com today. All right, here's what's happening. Some clouds this morning and maybe some sun breaks later, but rain is on the way. It now doesn't look like it's going to last as long as the initial reports had said, but it may be an atmospheric river, as in we're going to get a lot of rain.
Yay.
So we'll see.
All right.
But that starts tomorrow, which would be Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not Friday yet.
But it's right here.
I'm anticipating it.
It's
my
right
review.
There.
I'm already working on my review for Friday.
Okay.
5 stars.
For Friday.
So far.
All right.
Hasn't let me down yet.
This first story, I just want to make you aware of it. It's actual news, not the nonsense we usually talk about. Last night, the FAA confirmed that an American Airlines regional jet collided midair with the U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan Washington National Airport, just outside of D.C. They say it happened around 9 p.m. Eastern. Both aircraft ended up in the Potomac, and they're saying it doesn't look like there's any survivors.
When you say a regional jet, does that mean like sort of short flight, smaller plane? Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
In fact, they mentioned PSA, and I thought, no. My dad worked for PSA while I was a kid.
Didn't even know that was around anymore.
It's not. That's the point. PSA was Pacific Southwest Airlines, and this is halfway across the country. But a lot of airlines got bought up.
Yep.
So somehow it's one of those little puddle jumpers.
Oh, puddle jumper. That's
so I think they said it was going from Kansas or something like that to D.C.
Oh, it was coming in. I see.
No survivors in the midair collision near the D.C. airport. So tragic, awful, but real life and happened. And so there's the news.
In case you hadn't heard it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that till this morning. I mean, by the time I went to bed. Although it happened, I think, like 6 o'clock our time. Right?
Yes, it was about 9 o'clock Eastern.
I didn't get any.
And I fly in and out of that airport a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, that's where I fly in and out of. And for everybody from in the D.C. area, it's eerily familiar to the 90s when we had the Air Florida crash that crashed into the Potomac River. But there were survivors on that. But people that lived by the river were jumping in to save people.
Oh, my God.
It was a big thing. And then this morning I was hearing people interviewed, and there are people that live on the river who saw this whole thing happen and took video. And
God.
From the visual that I'm seeing here in one of my stories, the runway or the strip is right over the water.
Yeah, you come in and out over the Potomac, and
look at that! They've even built it's gone now. There's an ad.
What?
Yeah, that's
of
what happens.
Fudge.
I did see it though, and they've even built a protrusion out. You know, it kind of reminds me in a way on a very smaller scale of SFO, the way that there's some places where you come in right over
the water,
right over the bridge, and then.
And they've changed the flight path there a couple times. They changed it after Air Florida. They no longer go because that was down more towards downtown where the bridges are. And then after 9/11, they changed it so they don't fly anywhere over DC. So now they come in from, I think the south, but either way, it's If you have flown in and out of that airport, you know exactly where it happened because you've probably flown.
Is
right
this
over
the
there.
Major airport? There is this a smaller airport?
Dulles is the big one.
Dulles. Oh. Okay, so Dulles is the big one, and Reagan's
a small one. It's the one I like because it's like Oakland. It's about the size of Oakland.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
You're right though. I didn't Dulles.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
Okay. How about a fast fact?
Okay, I like those.
Fast,
I think you know
fast,
that.
Fast. You know when you mentioned the changing the flight path. You know, all the homes that used to not be in the flight path who now are like, I really don't like that they're flying overhead the way they do.
It's just
one
loud.
Of those bummers where you go, oh my God.
Now you'll be fine. Get triple pane windows.
We've owned this home for 20 years. Go to
GoldenStateLumber.com, everybody.
And now we're the new flight path for the local airport. Great.
Yeah.
Ah.
Maybe they'll change it again at some point. Till then, triple pane windows. GSL.
The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta, Canada, had seven boys.
Oh.
The seven Sutter boys. Six of them went on to be NHL players in the 70s and 80s. The seventh that didn't make it to the NHL.
Tried but failed.
Won $10 million in the lottery.
Oh. Well, that's convenient.
The Sutter family of winners.
Yeah.
Go Sutters.
Go the Sutters. So are there any, do we know any of these hockey players? Or they're just all like minor players in the NHL?
I didn't even watch hockey in the 70s and 80s. I started the 90s.
That's when I watched it.
And hockey was on this trajectory through the 90s. And then there was a strike or something happened and there were problems with the TV contracts. And all of a sudden it just torpedoed that growth.
Yeah.
And it's still around and it's obviously we've got the Sharks and it's cool, it's good, but it just the 90s, it was like this.
My dad was such a huge hockey fan. We grew up in a cold place too. I think that's part of it for sure.
Like
Canada cares deeply about hockey and ice and skates.
Women.
And women. Women.
Blink more often than men.
Is that so?
Women blink an average of 19 times per minute. Men blink 11.
Not that Wednesday Addams, though. She doesn't blink at all.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, I know. That's good. Do we know? Can you see when the second season of Wednesday on Netflix is coming out? What's that chick's name? Nope. Nobody, huh?
Roberta Gonzalez.
Nope. That's so close, though. It is something like that. Maddie will find it. I feel like I keep wanting to say Selena Gomez, and it's not it either.
Season 2 comes out late 2025.
Who's the star of that show?
Jenna Ortega. I didn't have to
Jenna
look that
Ortega. Okay. Okay. There we go. Ortega. Yeah, got it. She does not blink. She's good at that.
This would not happen today, this next one. We're far too sensitive to allow this to happen, even if he was okay with it. Shakey's Pizza was founded by a guy named Sherwood Johnson. Do you have Shakey's Pizza?
I'm familiar with that name. I don't know that I've ever been to
Shakey's.
I had a Shakey's
right near my house.
Yeah.
And so that was where we went
to
play.
And you like it? Is
well,
it good?
But I don't know that it's pizza. So, and I was a kid. So, yeah.
So,
that's a good description of it.
Right.
It's pizza.
And you're saying there was an arcade
But they
there,
had video so, games right, so there. That's... So that's where you went to play video games. And sometimes they had one of those buffets where you would go with $4 and you could eat a lot of food.
Mm. So Sherwood Johnson.
Shakey's Pizza was founded by a guy named Sherwood Johnson. His nickname was Shakey because he got malaria during World War II, which left him with nerve damage, and it made him shake. Shakey's. Today we would
and
be like,
and you would just like
you
be
can't.
Making pizza, and you say, I'm kind of like, I'm just going to get it in there.
But it's me. Everyone calls me Shakey. Yeah, we're not going to call you that, and you're not going to name your restaurant that. So come up with something else, Sherwood.
Huh.
We're far too kind.
Yeah. Well, we don't give people nicknames based on their, physical attributes or lack tributes.
The seasoning on those pizzas was always evenly distributed, though,
because he was an expert at shaking. Yeah. Like the cheese coverage was just perfect.
But on bump.
Just hold his hand up and it would. We're not making fun. I mean, we are technically, but we're not having any fun doing it. So, kind of cancels it out.
Common things that people find disgusting.
Okay.
Now this isn't going to make you hurl your breakfast. Don't worry. They're actually funny.
Thanks for the heads up.
Some of these I went, I don't like that. They're right.
Oh, all right. Common things that people find disgusting.
Yeah. Like here's one that this is the one where I went, I would have never thought of it or said it. Sitting in a now warm seat that someone was just in.
Don't answer that yet. Vinny, do I think that's disgusting or does Maddie think that's disgusting? What do you think?
I think Maddie thinks that's disgusting.
But do I?
No.
You're right.
Yep.
Oh, you think
Gross.
That's disgusting? I love that. I'm like, oh, it's all warmed up for me.
Sitting in a now warm seat that someone was just in, people find that disgusting.
Because they might have farted.
No, I just think it's weird when you sit down and the seat is hot.
It's pre-warmed. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. God,
you great. Like it.
I do. I'm fine with it. I mean, if it seems damp, it's less appealing. Okay, next one.
The feeling of lotion or moisturizer on your skin.
I want to guess you guys. I'm going to say Maddie loves that and Vinny does not love that.
First of all, you're right. Well, I can't speak for him, but I don't.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I do like
I love
lotion.
The feel of moisturizer on my skin. I love it.
I wrote a song. I used to have a band. Mm. And I wrote a song called Robe Wearing Towel Headed Lotion Rubbing Chick, which has since been updated to Woman. Woman.
Woman.
Because I had girlfriends along the way in life that all did the same thing, okay. Which was put on a robe, put their hair up in a towel, and then they rub the lotion on themselves. Stuff.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
And I've
or else it gets the hose again.
Always loved how soft women's skin is. So it works.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I love it. I love your skin.
It takes too long for me to do the whole body. Like once in a while, I'll do my knees. I'm like, oh, this needs some attention. You know, if I just shave my legs or whatever. But man, the face, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, all that. Boobs. I'll give you boobs. I'm just doing that for you.
Thanks.
But other than that, I'm like, Lisa's looking at me all disappointed. Like, you're not going to touch anything excellent.
Right. Butt cheeks, all the stuff.
I don't do it on my butt cheeks.
You don't lotion your butt cheeks?
I can't say I never have, but I don't. Like, some people really do have a whole ritual where they moisturize their whole self. I don't do that. I put enough on for my face, and then I work it down my neck, and then I might take another of it and do my arms and my
shoulders.
This
is just regular lotion?
Yes, regular
right
lotion.
On your face?
Yes.
Like nothing special.
Curel, whatever.
Not $50.
No.
Just a dabble, do you?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have.
But I am cracking, so there's no, you know, I could probably use some better stuff.
As a younger person, I've since learned this, and that's what inspired me to write a song about it. Is I've seen girls, and they say, you know what? I love the way her skin feels. I love it.
I'm gonna do that too.
I'm gonna do it, and then I am frozen, standing still, going, "This is
you've used
awful.
Too much, and it's very expensive." And
plus, I
definitely
have hair, so I'm like, "What am I?"
Yeah, you've now glued all your hair to your arms.
How does people live like? Yeah. So it just doesn't work for me. I find it disgusting. I would never, ever put lotion
these
all over
fun.
My body.
These are very fun. Another one.
When people, these are things people, perfectly common things that people find disgusting. And the others don't think twice about them.
Okay.
When people floss in front of others.
Maddie. Guess which ones we guess. I know that you hate that. You can't even open your eyes right now. You're so sickened. Okay, do Vinny and I think that that's gross? Now, hold on. Let me clarify this. When you say floss in front of others, like if John's in the bathroom and he's flossing, or I'm flossing and he's in the bathroom, is that flossing in front of others?
I think that's
still private.
Count. That is still you and your spouse in your bathroom. Okay. I don't think it counts. I think it counts if Bobby out there finishes his sandwich and then begins right there in the window to floss. And you see things flying and there's like a whole projectile.
Yes. An array of past flossing
on the
projectiles
window in front
there,
of him or on his computer screen.
I will interject. I think anytime somebody's flossing in front of you is disgusting. And I had to put up with it all the time with the wife. I hated it. I just,
well,
it was like one
wife.
More. I didn't want to add it to one more thing that I was weird about. So I would either leave the room or I find something.
Wait, so was she not doing it in the bathroom?
Sometimes in the living room.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
and
that.
And even in the bathroom, if I hear a click from that, oh, so gross.
This
I think you
guy
both.
Who described something that happened to him as a can of chili running down his legs, and right. He's disgusted by someone
flossing.
Who is
it's the
taking
sound.
Care
it's the
of
sound.
Their oral health.
The sound. It's just
right. It's like
it's mouth sounds.
You
know, I don't like them.
Visits to the dentist.
I think you both find that disgusting. If people,
yeah, it's gross. I don't want to see anybody else doing that. You're right.
What flossing?
Flossing.
Yeah, I would be bothered if you do it in the workplace. Yeah. The things that happen in our house.
Yeah, they don't bother me. I can't.
I
John can be flossing
that.
Right in front of me. No problem.
Right.
I floss right in front of him. I'll come out with some of those little placard things and be like, if anybody needs, I'm leaving these on the counter in this bathroom. If anybody wants to, you know, we just had corn on the cob. And if anybody would like to floss, have at it.
I expect in a partnership that by the time you've, you know, settled into a groove,
you can hear each other pee and not want to break up.
You leave each other alone with certain function.
I did leave it alone,
things.
But it was like,
but you were disgusted. Like, there's your wife, the love of your life, and you're heebie-jeebying all the way down the hall away from her.
Sorry. I am.
Well, don't say sorry to me. I didn't marry you.
You should say sorry to Shauna.
You've got her name on your finger in ring form.
Well, you can't read it anymore. Don't worry.
That's true. Yeah. Eating runny eggs.
Yeah, yuck.
Someone wrote in and said this was yesterday. I forget why we were talking about eggs. I think
omelet. You were talking about how an omelet can't be, you've got to cook it thoroughly.
Oh, okay. And someone wrote in and said, the first thing I do when I get a fried egg is eat the whole yolk.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, huh?
You don't do that?
Immediately cut the yolk, the circle yellow part, out and eat that first?
I am done with the yolk before I, generally speaking, I will dip into it and get all of the yolk out, and then I fork out the yolk part itself and eat that. And then the rest of the whites, and pepper them, and I put them on toast usually.
But you will eat the yolk without toast.
No, I dip toast into
the part after you've dipped out this part. And then now you're just going to eat the yellow part that's remaining.
I might pick it up with a fork and smush it onto toast and eat it. But generally I don't eat that with the whites. They're two separate things. And sometimes I'll eat all the whites first, trying not to break the yolk in the center and try to get all the whites off of it. It's like a little challenge.
You do not.
I do. And I learned it from my dad.
And so you sit down when an egg is put in front of your fried egg and you say to yourself, today, I've chosen the challenge is to eat all the white without breaking the yolk.
Yes. I have to say that for sure I don't do that all the time. I do it sometimes like with one of my sons. I'll be like, let's do the thing with the egg.
And your sons are full on board.
They're fully aware, yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll try
this. This will be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what I used to do with my dad. It's fun. Just a fun, you know, family breakfast thing. Are you grossed out by people eating runny eggs?
I love runny eggs.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
You're gross.
He's gross.
We can't even ask him.
These are perfectly common things that some people find disgusting. Others don't think twice about people wearing dirty shoes on a couch or a bed.
Oh my God. What? There are people who don't find that disgusting?
My kids come in my room all the time. They don't wear their shoes, but they're wearing their school clothes, which you know what those look like. They've been playing all day. They're sweat hogs.
Eat their lunch down the front of them.
Yes, and then they come in and they climb right on my bed. Hey, Dad! And I always have this moment where I just go, oh, hey, honey.
You should get those things that they put to keep cats off of stuff. There's like a mat that you roll out and it's got like spikes all over it. And just like leave that on there during the day.
The reality is I love these kids. So what they come with, I just have to live with it. I love them.
But you could tell them, get out of that. You can't be on my bed in those disgusting clothes.
I told
clothes.
Them,
go
and
bathe.
They don't think, day to day, it's as if we're in a new,
right.
new
they're
them.
Like they're like a goldfish. The little plastic castles, a surprise every time. Thank you, Ani DeFranco.
The feeling of wearing socks. People find it disgusting.
The feeling of wearing socks. Mm-hmm. Is this why there is an epidemic of people wearing dress shoes with no socks?
An epidemic.
Yes.
I do see it. You're right.
It's too much.
I actually would argue that I'm disgusted by the no sock wearing. Like I used to wear Vans as a kid.
Yeah.
That was just a staple.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people wear their Vans without socks growing. And
you get so stinky.
That is what's gross. That grosses me out. And I've tried to do it because why wouldn't I want to? I'm a person that surfs and I, all the things.
Just slip on your
shoes. What's easier than that? But right. I put them on. I'm like, how do you walk around like this all day?
You know.
Without socks in between your feet.
I know. It's one thing if you got flip-flops on. Now, I don't want to see you wearing socks with your sandals.
Okay.
Unless you have particularly ugly feet and then maybe it's for the best.
The feeling of wearing socks doesn't disgust me.
I know, and I can't even feel my socks, truthfully.
Belly buttons.
Oh.
Cotton balls.
Oh, I've heard that before. People are like, they don't like the feel of a cotton ball. Like when you're rubbing the cotton between your fingers, it like aches their teeth.
Oh.
Imagine, okay, listen, if you hate that, imagine now putting the cotton ball into your mouth.
No, stop it.
And gently pushing your incisors into it and just rubbing it back and forth.
Oh, stop.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I eat my 408 says, I eat my eggs like Sarah. I pop out the yolk.
Oh. Well, I don't always, but I definitely...
I've never once.
Oh, try it. It's really nice.
I don't know that I will like
it. It's fun. Well, I mean, make it a game with your girls.
Eggs are too eggy for me.
Oh, you said
so
this,
so I will usually try to take... talk about... I'm not a bite crafter, but I will usually want some yolk to cut... some white to cut the yolk down so it's not overly eggy when I take a bite. And to be honest... I really want some toast in every bite of egg, or it's still too eggy.
Oh, I see. And you want fewer yolks, right? Like if you make scrambled eggs, you'll just put like three eggs, one only one yolk.
Yes, because they're too
very
eggy.
Pale yellow. It's a pretty color.
What about people sneezing? 415. What about people sneezing without covering their mouths?
Oh God, who does that? Who are these people?
They're kids. I'll tell you that.
That's true, actually.
Although, you know what's funny is because of the pandemic, my kids are actually very careful and they'll do that. Mm. They'll throw the arm over the face.
And that's not enough. Yes, thank you for throwing your arm over the face. Please also turn away. Go to another place. Run for it.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we have several locals to root for in the upcoming Survivor 48.
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.